Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and this is the Take It From The T.I.M., and that's Tim. I've tried so many lotions and potions, rubs and pills, that I can't tell you if they work or even if they're real. Well, not exactly. There was one particular product that I did partake in, that I did feel I got some relief from. However, the way that the company treated me regarding that particular product, I won't even disclose the product, because the fact is, I don't want to say anything that would promote the product or the company. What I will say is, I can't say whether or not the product was any better or worse than anything else that was on the market over the counter. But what I can say is that I did feel that I got some benefits from the program and the product. Now, when I look at these organizations, and a lot of them are MLMs, that are in the business of getting people to peddle and push their products and their services, I have to wonder sometime whether or not the individual is actually getting the desired effect from the product, or is it because of the exuberance and the energy of the organization, and hearing testimonials of those that have engaged in the product or the service, are they really getting the effect, or are they having the placebo effect, or like they say sometimes, are they just like drinking the Kool-Aid? And everyone is just jumping on board, and everyone is telling you that they feel this way or that way, and they really are getting this placebo effect, and they just are going by and saying that. Because personally, I believe that the mind is extremely powerful, and I believe that with the mind, the body can heal itself. I believe that. I have seen times in my life where I have guided my thoughts into an area that I was having pain or condition in, and I know that once I concentrated in that area, I could feel like the blood circulating in that area, and I could feel the relief of the pain. And I guess that is pretty similar to the placebo effect. And I do believe also, when you are surrounded by people that are claiming that this product works for them, and you try it and you don't feel the same effects that they feel, you sometimes wonder about yourself, whether or not you are doing something correct. Sometimes you might find yourself reading the instructions and the label over and over again, and trying your best to follow the instructions to see whether or not you are getting the effect. And I think that sometimes when you do that, your mind triggers that placebo effect, and you'll start feeling something. Not saying that what you're feeling is not real, but is what you're feeling based on the product, or is what you're feeling based on your mind? Because I know for myself, I'm not a person that follows the collective, or is a person that is tied into the mob effect. I've always been an individual thinker. So when I try a product or service, I want to give it the best opportunity to deliver for me. And I want it to deliver. but not that I over wanted to deliver, that I want to go with the group. I really loved my dad with that. My dad would try something, sometimes things that I was peddling or whatsoever, or someone else told my dad about something, my dad would try it and whatsoever. And if my dad got a positive effect about something, he'd be like, oh, you know, that product was pretty good. You know, that worked for me. But other times, my dad would say, well, I don't know. I didn't feel nothing. I didn't feel anything. And my oldest brother is similar to that, too. He'll say, like, I didn't feel anything. And a lot of times, I would say I didn't feel anything, but by that time, a lot of times, I had built up a following, like I said, if it was network marketing, and I didn't know whether or not I wasn't feeling anything or was feeling anything, or because I had people that was in my organization and they were feeling something, you know, should I be supportive of them? Or I can't do the network marketing thing anymore. I've been let down by so many companies in network marketing, MLMs, whatever you want to call it, affinity marketing, whatever you want to call it. I don't have too many positive things to say about a lot of the companies. And I was never a stick-a-toe-in person. I was a person that when I got in, I got all the way in. I bought a lot of their products and services and training materials and marketing materials and put out hundreds of dollars for things and possibly thousands of dollars for other things. And then I was sort of stuck in it. And I recruited people when some people would follow me. Maybe that's one of the reasons sometimes I feel like it's hard for me to get people to follow me. But then I must take that back, because it seems like I would get the same people over and over again that would follow me in certain things. So the people that didn't follow me, they didn't follow me in anything. So I can't say that's the reason. It's just some people gravitate to more, and they follow them and they believe them and they support them. And then it's some people like me that do all the research and do all the studying and give all my time and energy to trying to make sure that I'm giving the best thing that I know, and people still don't trust me, don't follow me, don't get a part of it, don't even recommend anybody to me. But the purpose of this video was just to, excuse me, this audio was just to make you think, is that product or service delivering what you expect it to deliver? Or are you so deeply entwined in the organization and its leadership that you have taken on the placebo effect and you're going out there running with something that may not be doing what they advertise it to do? I personally do not want to put things inside of my body that I don't know much about. So if you have some type of lotion or potion or pill, vitamin, I'm not going to take it. I just don't feel comfortable. And when I do feel comfortable about wanting to try something, more than likely it would be something natural or something that I took and solicited the information for myself, not being peddled by a friend or family member. So I'm just being honest with you. So this week, this day, this episode, I want you to think about whether what you're using is giving you what you bought into, or have you bought into the hype? Is that what you're getting, or are you getting the actual result of the product? I hope you found value in this audio. I want to bring you more good content, but I do need you to recommend people to listen to the content, and I also need for you to like it and subscribe if you can, and tell other people about it. This is Tim Robinson, and this has been taken from the TIM. I hope you found value for your valuable time.